Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret
Amen.
It from the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Welcome back to both of us.
Thank you, brothers. Good to be back.
Yeah, you got up at what time this morning? 7 o'clock?
2:30.
Yeah.
Well,
used to going for a whole week, probably laying in the bed
like
a lazy dog. Until
took a nap or two.
Yeah. I love it.
I was a lazy dog.
Yeah, but getting back in the swing of things.
A little tougher.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
You're back in it now, though.
I'm trying.
You got it. I can tell by looking at you. You're raring to go.
I've been raring since 2:30.
All right. Well, maybe some have been raring to give us a call today. Maybe not since 2:30.
Well, it could have been from last week.
Could have been from last week.
Don't know. The phone number is 789-0318, 789-0318. Of course, that's 606 area code. If you're calling out of the area, you can also email your questions to us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com.
I'm on there right now, brother.
And you're monitoring as we speak.
Yeah, I've deleted several emails already this morning.
None of them a question. Just trying to sell us stuff.
All advertisements.
Yeah. Did you buy anything?
No, I didn't buy a thing.
I didn't think so.
Didn't buy a thing.
Anyway, or you can also text the great Scott if you want to get in touch with him. He's got a cellular device
sure.
in his hand.
Go ahead and give him the number, brother.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can remember.
You're not. You can't remember the number. You just used to pushing a button, aren't you?
True. 606. Yeah. 367-0137.
You got it. Remembered it correctly.
Hey.
If we had a drum roll in here, we'd do.
I'm impressed because I can't remember my own phone number.
You remembered mine, and that's great. And folks could text me also with that same number. Out of the area, 606, don't need it in the area. Be happy to respond as soon as we possibly can to your question. And so I noticed coming into the radio station that the Paintsville
EMTs?
EMTs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the EMT truck or the, I guess it is.
Ambulance. Yeah.
I had a slogan on the back of it that I thought, I love that.
What did it say?
In God we trust.
In God we trust, yeah.
That's our theme song.
Yeah. We've got T-shirts, the fire departments have T-shirts that have American flag on the back and have In God We Trust.
Well, we need something for the show like that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe we'll make this big poster. That way people that's on our Facebook page watching it live could see it or something.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things we could do with this program. We're all the time asking, and we will again today. We need more time.
We need more time.
If we only had more time. Yeah. We could do a lot of different things with this broadcast. Who knows what we could do in the future? On Apple Day or some other occasion? Who knows?
You just never
take it citywide, countywide, statewide. Who knows where it will end up?
And we will pray that the Lord will lead us in that and that maybe our listeners will pray for that too.
And we'll do nothing until He does.
Amen. Amen.
Well, anyway, I saw that and I thought, boy, that is nice. I'm going to say something about that.
Little shout out for the Paintsville.
Hey, you know it. And you had their need of their services not too long ago. I remember.
Back in June.
Yeah.
They took good care of me.
Well, last week we talked, about fear. We had a question. Timotheus, mm-hmm. where you were out lollygagging. We had a question on the subject of fear and how people have a hard time getting over fear. We talked about many aspects of it. We said we'd conclude that today. And when we left the air, we were talking, if memory serves me, last week about a subject, a big long word. This is a $3 word, thanatophobia.
Oh.
Thanatophobia.
Oh, wow.
That may be a $4 word.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe we need to up the ante right there.
Anyway, there was this producer, a fashion magazine producer and all kinds of other things, I think. A 55-year-old fashion designer, successful movie producer, said he was terrified of death. Just terrified.
Wow.
Here's what he said. I have a wonderful family life. I exercise. I play tennis every day. And all those things, all those little things, he described them. But then he said this, death is all I think about.
All he thinks about?
That's what he said. There's not a day, I'm quoting now, there's not a day or really an hour that goes by that I don't think about death.
Wow.
Thanatophobia. Hope I'm saying that correctly. Well, so we talked about, we'll not go over those things we talked about last week for time's sake, but it's on our website. It's, folks could go to the Highland, HighlandChurchFamily.com and pull up last week's broadcast and they could get caught up on it. But this is not unusual. There's a lot of people that suffer from fear, and as we said before we went on the air a moment ago, the top two fears, fear of public speaking and fear of death, and they are in that order.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Anxiety, death, the fear of death haunts people. I mean, it just stays with them, tracks their every step. The gnawing anxiety that life could end at any moment.
As we know it.
As we know it. Mm-hmm. And it's upsetting to a lot of folks and ultimately leads to a lot of unhappiness. So the Bible says this about it, that Jesus came to earth. Are you listening to Timotheus?
I'm paying attention.
To free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Hebrews 2:14 through 15. So Jesus came to free you.
Yeah.
To set you free.
Yeah.
So it's God's will that his people live every day to the fullest, free of fear, free of anxiety. He wants to empower us, and the Apostle Paul had something to say about this in 1 Corinthians 15. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
Yep.
Now, so, if you struggle with anxieties, and especially the fear of death, I want you to consider the following steps to overcome it. Now, you may not do it overnight. You didn't get where you are overnight, and you won't get out of where you are.
Overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah.
Consider three or four things. Number one, accept the fact that some fear of death is normal and God-given.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you agree with that to both of you?
I would agree with that to some degree, yeah.
To live, to be the strongest we can possibly be, and to be the best we can be, is a God-given instinct we want to achieve. We want to excel. It motivates us to use caution when you're crossing the street. We tell our children when they're little, now look both ways before you go. Don't touch a hot stove.
Yeah.
So all those things, if anyone tells you that they have zero fear of death, they're probably not truthful and probably won't be truthful about other things, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because now you may be talking about some Christian people there that
I am talking about some Christian people.
Say that they are fully faithful to the Lord and they have no fear of death, but I think you're right. I think down deep, all of us have a little reservation about death.
Well, maybe it's not so much the fear of death, but the fear of dying.
It could be. Yeah.
Fear of dying.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, an inordinate fear, you know, something that is inordinate is exceptional in the wrong way. It's not normal. An inordinate fear of death can be based on guilt.
Could be.
Guilt.
Yeah.
Because the Bible does say it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our fear of death may be God's way of motivating us to repent.
It could be. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. The fear of the Lord, that's what the Bible says, is the beginning
of wisdom.
Of wisdom.
Yeah.
That's in Proverbs, isn't it? Chapter 9, verse 10.
Actually, yeah, yeah. And it, doesn't it speak of it in chapter 1?
It does, in fact.
Yeah.
It does, in fact.
Okay.
So, except the fact that some fear of death is normal and God-given. All right. Number two, take the necessary action to be assured of your forgiveness and eternal salvation. You know, on the day of Pentecost, the residents of Jerusalem, Peter preached to thousands.
Yes.
There was upwards of 2 million people there. I don't know how many heard him, but about 3,000 were baptized that day.
Yep.
But when he was finishing up the sermon, Acts chapter 2, it's a great sermon, starts about verse 22. We'll not preach it for you, but you could read that for yourself. But after he preached the sermon and told them they crucified the Lord and they were guilty of his death, and I want to put a colon there.
And take a little pause.
And come back to this in just a moment, but something came to my mind. There's a lot of people, a lot of good people, a lot of saved people, believe that Peter was preaching only to Jews there. And that this was a unique, unusual situation, and it didn't really apply to other people.
Didn't apply to the Gentiles.
And so they said, what shall we do? Now, we know there were Jews in terms of they were coming there to worship, but they were from 16 nations under heaven. And some of those nations they were from, one of them was Rome, I know, Italy. So what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness or remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2, verse 38. The Bible makes it clear that forgiveness and salvation are not dependent upon our good works, but our willingness to humble ourselves to do what God said to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he said so.
That's all we need. Go down to the grocery store, Freddie, and get Daddy a loaf of bread and a pound of bologna. So little 8-year-old, 9-year-old Freddie comes back with a loaf of bread.
No bologna.
He hasn't done what Dad told him to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ephesians 2 says it like this, for it is by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not from yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. So when those on Pentecost, the true Pentecostalans, by the way, they were the first Pentecostalans. they responded in the way God told them to respond through the apostle Peter. Now, it's by grace we're saved through faith, not of works. We can't work our way there.
No.
You could be baptized 1,000 times, but it wouldn't help you if your heart wasn't right.
Yep.
So we have to repent. There was an evangelist years ago by the name of Paul Little, and he imagined lining everyone up along the Pacific coast and telling them to swim to Hawaii. And he asked the question, how many do you think would make it? And he answered it for him, not one. The Olympic swimmer, he said, swimmer might swim 20 miles. The doggy paddler, 20 yards. That'd be me.
I wouldn't make it that far.
But no one can swim 2,000 miles.
No.
But if a cruise ship came along and a benevolent captain offered a free trip to Hawaii, who could make it? How many could make it then?
Everybody could.
Those who humble themselves and admit their inadequacy and trust the captain.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You see, now you got it.
I'm getting it now.
So Jesus said, those who believe in me will live even though he dies. Friend, if you're scared to death today, if you're fearful of dying or fearful of life, just remember, Jesus said, even though you die, if you believe in me, you live.
Now, one thing I have struggled with when we talk about the end times, and it's talked about where everybody says, "Lord, Lord, won't enter the kingdom of heaven."
Yes,
we've done miracles in your name,
yes,
and they've been rejected. And
yes,
the road is broad that leads to hell, and the road is narrow that leads to heaven. Those types of things,
yes, sir,
brings a little bit of fear.
Yeah,
you know, and then it wants to say, well, am I good enough? Have I done enough? And that kind of stuff. And it goes right back, and it just complicates that fear even more.
Yeah.
When all you need to do is just say, Lord, I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
And I need your mercy and your grace.
Yes, sir.
and I think he'll take care of it.
Ultimately, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
But as is the case every time, and we've discussed this so many times because it's important. We need to discuss it. When you're reading the Bible,
yep.
Who's doing the talking?
Yep.
What else?
Who are they talking to? What are they talking about?
Now, you'll find that section in a scathing sermon.
Yes.
Of the religious hypocrites of the day.
Yep.
Known as the Pharisees. And they believed that they were the best.
They were the only ones.
They were the only ones.
Well, that sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. It just wasn't fair, you see, to think that anybody else could be saved.
Yeah.
But Jesus lined them up and told them the truth.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle the truth.
They couldn't set them free.
No. I say they couldn't handle the truth.
You can't.
Listen,
oh,
folks.
My goodness. Once, good movie, by the way.
It was. Once you're confident that your sins are washed away in the blood of Christ and your promise of heaven is secure, what in the world do you have to be afraid of?
True.
Now, I realize that I'm maybe oversimplifying, but I'm a simple man.
Well,
I have to have things simple.
You ever went on a trip before and had a little anxiety about somewhere you were going?
Sure.
And you'd never been there?
Sure.
Had a little bit of fear maybe about
yes.
it or something? And you
yes.
get there and it's like, why was I so afraid
why
of
was
this?
I
this
skittish?
Is wonderful.
Sure. I experienced that not long ago.
Yeah. See, so, and I imagine that would be 100 times greater, you know, because we're
yeah.
told what heaven is like.
Sure. So it's important that we understand the importance of overcoming fear. Accept the fact that some fear of death is normal mm-hmm. and God-given. Take the necessary action to know that you're saved. Number three, memorize and repeat God's promises to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, preacher, I can't memorize. Yeah, you can. You're just too lazy to try. We got too many other things to do.
Yeah.
We want to watch TV too much, or we want to do something, something else that's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Learning, somebody said, is fun. Learning is not fun. You have to put forth some effort and sacrifice to learn. One of the best ways I've found to learn the overall panoramic view of the Bible is the Highlands Family Bible Hour.
Oh, boy.
Every Sunday morning at 9:30 at the Highland Church. Now, that's through November.
Mm-hmm.
We do that once a year.
Yeah.
But memorize some of God's promises to yourself. For instance, listen to this one, Timotheus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalm 23:4.
Yeah.
Here's another one. John 11:25. We used part of this a moment ago. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Oh, what great news that is. John 14:3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. What a wonderful promise of God. Here's another one. Paul writes to the Roman church, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1 and Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Well, what a great assurance that is. You know, it's amazing how just repeating God's promises can remove your fear. I do that still to this day. Quoting scripture, reading scripture out loud, quoting scripture out loud. I have a routine I follow. It's my custom every day to follow a prayer routine, and I do that verbally.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, you always seem to be on. It's because I've spent time with God before you ever see me. That's why I'm on.
I had a gentleman that knows you very well, and he knows the routine, known you for many years, and we were talking about that here a few weeks ago. He said, and nobody disturbs him when he's spending time in his
no.
in the prayer closet.
No, I won't answer the phone. I won't answer the door.
Yeah.
Now, I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Leave me a message. Number four, review what the Bible says will happen when you die.
Amen.
Information. When we are thinking of going to school, we get information about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we're thinking about a new job, we want to find out from the foreman what it entails.
Yeah.
If we're going to retire, we want to find out from our retirement people just how much am I going to be able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we just lollygag and sashay into eternity without knowing what's waiting for us?
Very true.
So we need to review what the Bible says about death. Information eliminates fear. Mm-hmm. When you die, your spirit will slip away from your physical body and enters immediately into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to picture a glove, Timotheus. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. You'll be using your gloves here pretty soon.
Absolutely.
You're walking to work at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Slip your hand out of that glove ever so carefully, and that glove remains and retains the form of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So someone dies, we go to the funeral home, and there their body is. That's just the glove.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. One preacher at a funeral, trying to maybe lighten things up a little bit, referred to the deceased. He said, you know, let me describe it this way. He said, he's not here. He's like a nut, you know, a pecan or a some kind of hazelnut or something. He said, all we got here is the shell.
Yeah.
He said, the nut is gone.
There's no more nut, just
and
a no, shell.
Yeah, just a shell. And that did lighten things up. So Jesus said this, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8, or the Apostle Paul said it, to be absent from the body.
Present with the Lord.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. When Christ returns, he's going to bring the spirits of those who have died, and, quote, the dead in Christ will rise.
Amen.
For we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle, is dissolved or destroyed. Now, that's a threefold problem. King James, NIV, and a partial that won't fit just right. destroyed, dissolved. We have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by hands. It makes me want to just shout, praise God.
You're ready to go now.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go now.
I don't hear
I
fear.
I want to go now.
I hear no fear.
Yeah. And so it's been said, we're not in the land of the living going to the land of the dying. We are in the land of the dying going, praise God, to the land of the living.
Amen.
Focus on those things, and then finally enjoy the joys, or imagine the joys of heaven. Boy, I'll tell you what. I was talking to a fellow not long ago about this, and I thought of what Paul said to Colossians 3. Set your mind on things above,
yeah,
not on things of the earth.
Yeah.
Colossians 3, verse 2. This couple was planning a trip. They were going to Paris for their 35th wedding anniversary.
Wow, that is it.
Yeah, boy. They read brochures, they saw pictures, they looked at videos. They just couldn't wait to get there for what was in store. They got excited about Paris, even though they'd never been there.
Mm-hmm.
They probably dread the 6-hour flight, or 16-hour flight, I guess it is. But they're willing to endure it.
Yeah.
In order to get to their destination. Folks, let me plead with you. Apply that same principle to this life. You're going to have to go through a lot of stuff in this world.
Yeah.
Think about your destination, please. None of us is excited about the process of dying. But, oh my, being welcomed home, seeing your loved ones, a glorified new body, no pain, all the activities, and that's a whole other sermon right there. I believe we're going to be so busy in heaven, we'll never miss anything that we thought we'd miss. We got a phone call, Timotheus.
Let's go to the phone lines and see what we've got. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Good morning, men. Listen to your program.
Good morning.
I take a few trips, and you were just talking about knowing where you're going and what you're going to see.
Someone might say you are a trip, brother.
I agree completely. But if I want, and I do, before I go someplace, I learn as much as I can.
Yeah.
So I can see as much as I can.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy as much as I can of where I'm going.
God bless you.
Now, why would I not want to know as much as I can about the ultimate trip?
Amen.
The trip that I will ever enjoy.
Amen.
And we do that by, in my opinion, by knowing God's word and building a relationship.
Yeah.
With the one we're spending eternity with.
There you go, brother.
And we do that by staying in that word.
I want to be like Moses was. He talked to God face to face, just like friends do. That's amen. Amen. Bless your heart. Thank you for those important points. Very important.
Well, all right, I'm working, and I better get off here. My boss may be listening to the program.
I hope he is.
Thank you, brother. Have a wonderful day.
See you guys.
All righty. Good call, and so true. So true. Well, 789-0318. You can text us at 367-0137. You can email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. I don't know what else we could do for you folks to make it easy for you to contact.
Either do, or just do it for them. Yeah. But we got to know what the question is first.
Well, here's a little bit of sad news.
Uh-oh.
This is really sad. I'm serious about this. A preacher stopped by a family's home for a visit one day, and they didn't know he was coming. Now, listen, I've done that before. I did it two or three times, and I quit it. Anyway, they had all kinds of jokes associated with that, but
yeah,
I'm not going to go there.
We'll leave that alone.
So he went in, sit down, and little boy was there with his mother, and he said, well, I was just by here, and said, I'll just stop and visit with you and talk with you a minute. And she said, oh, wonderful, come in. And her little boy was about 5 years old. He was standing there with her. She said, honey, I don't see Mom's favorite book on the coffee table. Go in there in the reading room and bring Mom's favorite book. She wanted to impress the preacher, you know.
Uh-oh. Kids will make you honest.
The little boy came back, laid it down there. Looked down at it, said Sears catalog. Well, there's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
And what makes me sad is that there's going to be no more Sears catalog.
No.
Because Sears has filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And it'll be a few more months before they actually completely go out of business. But I think about close to 150 stores by the end of the year will be closed. Don't know about this little store over here.
Oh, it's already closed.
Already closed.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Sears, Kenmore Washers, Craftsman Tools, mainstay of every Christmas, you know, for years. And I can remember as a boy. Yeah, getting the Christmas wish book.
Yeah.
And how important that was to, if you were a little boy. I mean, they sold everything. They began the 19th century, and they were mail order. Business was just rampant. Oh, here, maybe this is a Sears caller calling in.
Well, let's see what we've got. Good morning. Welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Well, I just have a comment.
Amen.
Bear with me for a minute.
I will.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've turned your radio on, so just bear with me.
All right. We're here.
And the subject that you're talking about...
Yes, sister.
...is really ironic, I guess, and it's come home to me this week. My dad, who worked his whole adult life to make it to heaven, received his reward this week.
Mm-hmm. My.
When I turned your radio on and you were talking about all that, I thought, how appropriate. I just accidentally turned that radio on today. I know about, I mean, I listen to your program every week, and I love it, and I appreciate it.
Bless you.
But what the subject was today, I thought, how can I not call in?
I'm so glad you did. Have you called in before?
I have called in a couple of times before. I'm one of your buddies from the bank.
All right. I need good buddies, buddies at the bank.
Tim knows my dad, Fred Hanna.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was a good friend of my dad as well.
Yeah, he was.
I used to see Fred at all the funerals when the DAV was involved.
Yes.
I always looked forward to seeing Fred again.
Always a smile.
And Fred went on to heaven.
He did. Sunday morning.
Well,
how
good for Fred. Good for Fred.
Yeah.
Listen, you said accidentally turned it on. There's no such thing as accidents. There's providence.
Oh.
Providence. God wanted you to turn it on today, I believe.
Yeah. It thrilled me I've heard what the subject was you were talking about.
Amen.
And, I'd want to leave this. My mom has a brother who is not a Christian. He's 80 years old.
Yes.
And when he left that service yesterday, he told us, he said, that is the best preaching, that is the best sermon that I've ever heard in my life.
Amen.
His granddaughter said, that makes me want to read my Bible.
Amen.
Now, we're talking about people that have never went to church. They've never had that guidance in their life.
Yes.
So I thought, what a great testimony.
What a great testimony.
From a funeral service.
Yes.
A celebration service.
You know what scripture I'm thinking about right now? I'm thinking about what's said in the Hebrew letter about Abel. He being dead, yet speaketh.
Yes. Yes.
So Fred's still speaking.
Yes.
God bless you, sister, for
calling.
Thank
you so much.
Oh,
I love you.
We love you back.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 What a wonderful call.
Wonderful call.
I hadn't heard about Fred going on to his reward.
Yeah, he passed away earlier this week. So great guy,
Good
too.
Good guy. I loved him.
Folks, that's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located 821 Euclid Avenue. We'd like to invite you to services, 9:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship, for Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship, also 6 p.m. for Sunday evening life groups, and then Wednesday evenings for Bible study at 7 p.m. We'd like to invite you to services again at the Highland Church of Christ. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.